It was the Feast of Dedication, what we think of now as Hanukkah. And the Jewish people were celebrating on that day the rededication of the temple, but also their liberation day. It was Independence Day for them. It was the day they celebrated their winning independence from the brutal ruler Antiochus IV, who had called himself God Manifest. Their return to self-rule. And so, in this time when they are being ruled by Rome, they're thinking about kings, and they're thinking about freedom. And they say to Jesus, "Are you the Messiah? If you are, tell us plainly. We'd really like to be free again." And Jesus says, "I have told you, and you didn't believe me." And he continues then to talk about himself as the shepherd. Well, in Old Testament thought, in Jewish thought, what's one of the most frequent images for a king? It's actually a shepherd. And it challenges so much the way that we usually think about kings, right? We think about kings and we think about conquest. We think about power. We think about wealth. We think about domination. But the way that the Bible talks about what the kings of Israel are supposed to be and about God as king is with this beautiful image of shepherd. And it puts the focus somewhere completely different, doesn't it? The shepherd centers not conquest, domination, wealth, and power, but care for the people, helping the flock to thrive. And that's the image that Jesus uses for himself. And then we have it combined with this beautiful image from Revelation. The Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. Well, what does a lamb know about being a shepherd? A lamb knows from experience what sheep need, right? Jesus is the shepherd who became a sheep. He understands what the sheep need because he was one. He knows about hunger and thirst and cold and heat. And so we have this beautiful imagery in Revelation about the experience of the sheep when they will hunger no more and thirst no more, and the sun will not strike them or any burning heat. Because this lamb at the center of the throne knows how hard it can be to experience all of that. And this lamb knows what it is to be afraid, to be vulnerable and helpless, to feel shame at being stripped naked, as that sheep before its shearers was dumb, as we hear in the beautiful passage from Isaiah 53 that we read on Good Friday. And Jesus, this lamb, even knows what it is to die, because the lamb at the center of the throne is the one who has been slaughtered. That's how he's described elsewhere in the book of Revelation. Worthy is the lamb who was slaughtered to receive power and riches. Right? Jesus, this lamb at the center of the throne, offers his own life for his flock and invites us to reflect on all the ways that Jesus cares for us with tenderness and compassion, all the ways that Jesus knows our needs from the very heart, and who cares not just for our souls, but for our whole selves, who understands that we are embodied people, that our needs aren't just spiritual needs, they are whole self needs, that what touches our bodies touches our souls too. They're not separate. And we need care for our whole self. Jesus, this Lamb who is our shepherd, understands our human complexity and our vulnerability, all the things that we're tempted by, all the things that we fear. And he understands our fear of pain and of suffering and our fear of death. And so this Lamb who is our shepherd says in the gospel today, I give my sheep eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. The one who shared our human life invites us to share God's life. This is more than inviting, promising us that we have eternal life, that in the sense that our life will not end, that we will be raised with God. That is an important part of it. But it's more than that. Jesus invites us to be one with him. That's a line that we hear a lot elsewhere in John, right? I and the Father are one, and my followers and I are one. Jesus invites us to be one with him just as Christ and the Father are one. You know, as we begin Lent, we reflect on our oneness with the stuff of creation. We're dust, and to dust we shall return, right? And this is a reality that we often reflect on. You know, I am an animal among other animals. My atoms are the same atoms that make up the earth we stand on. And they're the same atoms that make up the stars, right? It's when I reflect on it, it's pretty easy for me to recognize my oneness with the earth, with the stuff of creation. But Jesus reminds us that we are also one with God. God is the one who breathes the breath of life into us. God's life is our life. And we breathe in God with each breath. We are not separate. We are one. I have these moments of awareness and connection when just out of the blue I'm standing on a mountaintop or standing looking out at the ocean. It is usually moments when I am deeply immersed in creation that these moments come. When I feel my oneness with the earth and the sea and the stars, I feel my oneness beyond that with all that is. And I feel the ways that I share in the life of the universe, that I share in God's life. And I am held in all my tiny finitude in God's infinity, in God's love and care. And this is what Jesus calls us to remember and to live into every day of our lives. This is the eternal life that Jesus gives us. We're called to live each day as people who participate in eternity, who breathe God in with each breath, who take Christ into ourselves in communion, so that Christ's body becomes our body, and our body becomes Christ's body, so that we are transformed by God's very life. That is the eternal life God calls us into every day, to breathe God in, and then with each exhale, to breathe God's love out to the world so that all the world can share in God's life. Jesus, the Lamb at the center of the throne, invites us to be one with him. I danced in the morning when the world was begun, and I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun, and I came down from heaven and I danced on the earth. At Bethlehem I had my birth. Dance then wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. And you remember the song goes on to talk about how they hung me up and they thought I'd gone. But I'm the dance, and it still goes on, right? They cut me down, and I leapt up high. I am the life that'll never, never die. And I'll live in you if you live in me. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. Dance then, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll live you wherever.